When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Getting ready for the weekend? Get your Friday quick fix now with Stephen Michael and Sonny Hollywood Pooney on the Growing Up Rock podcast.
Tell that slave driver to shove that sweatshop right up his...
Take this job and shove it. Working for a living, living
at a worker. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day.
All around us, the intersections of space and time are conjoined in the cosmos with the apex of the vortex of the O-zone and the E-zone and the Y-zone phases into one bitch of a weekend.
Nothing matters but the weekend.
Hello, people. Hollywood here with another Friday Quick Fix. Today, we're going to do a song title battle. If you've listened to music for any length of time, you know that the song titles get repeated constantly. Can you imagine how many songs in music history are titled as Tonight, or Angel, or Changes, or Hold On, or Let It Go? There may literally be hundreds. On this installment of our Friday Quick Fix, we are going to talk about five different versions of a song titled Heartbreaker. And before you even ask, the answer is no. The five options do not include Led Zeppelin or Pat Benatar. That wouldn't be a fair fight. And this time, I wouldn't classify all five as quote-unquote rock, hard rock, or metal versions. Instead, some are off the beaten path. Don't skip over any of the songs, because I'm going to ask you for your favorite when we're all done. Man, is this going to be fun and interesting. Let's get started.
Please make sure you hit that follow button to subscribe to Growing Up Rock Podcast so you don't miss an episode.
We're going to go in alphabetical order by band slash artist name. So since we're talking about being a bit off the beaten path, let's get started there with a band called Color Me Bad. Yes, that is with two D's at the end. Formed in Oklahoma City in 1985, Color Me Bad is really classified as a contemporary R&B group that had some crossover pop chart success. The group has released four studio albums in total and are best known for the singles I Want to Sex You Up, which stalled at number two on the Billboard 100 in 1991, couldn't get past that pop classic Rush Rush by Paula Abdul, and are also known for the two number one singles they had, I Adore Mia Moore and All for Love. Color Me Bad's version of this song title was released as a sixth single off their triple platinum debut album. So here is Brian Abrahams. Not Brian Adams, Brian Abrahams, Mark Calderon, Kevin Thornton, and Sam Waters from Color Me Bad with their version of Heartbreaker. Next, we're going to go with the Mighty Heat. You may be thinking, oh my God, Sonny, stop talking about Heat. We've heard enough about this band. No can do. I love Heat way too much, and it's my podcast, so I can do what I want to do. Anyways, I'm going to skip the quick history lesson from this Swedish band and just say that their version of this song was released in 2012 on their third album called Address the Nation. So, here is Eric Grönvall on vocals, who as of this recording is still amazingly in Skid Row, Dave DeLone on guitars, Eric Rivers on guitars, Jonah T on keyboards, and Jimmy J on bass, and Crash on drums with their version of Heartbreaker. Along with our third contender, we have Mr. 80s GQ, Mr. John Parr. You right now are probably like, I know that name. Where do I know that name from? John Parr was the guy that sang the movie theme for the 80s hit movie St. Elmo's Fire. Everybody knows him for the song because it was a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100, but he did end up releasing five other studio albums overall and had a couple of other big hits like Naughty Naughty, I Get It, It's Cheesy, it was a hit, and did a ton of movie soundtrack work later on in life, and remarkably, is still active today. John's version of this song was released on his debut album in 1984, so here is John Cook on keyboards, Christopher Mara and Steve Lukather on guitars, yes, that's Steve Lukather, Brad Lang on bass. I'm pretty sure this is not the Brad Lang that is currently in the Bullet Boys, but I guess technically it could be. Graham Broad on drums and Mr. John Parr on vocals with their version of Heartbreak.
I want the fun to last. The creatures of the night, I lay in wait.
Podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
For our fourth version, we're going to go with an unknown band called Last Autumn's Dream. Hailing from Sweden and Germany, this melodic hard rock band was formed in 2002 and are still active today. The band started out with 3 Europe members, John, Ian, and Mick, being a part of it while Europe was on a hiatus, then released 1 album, and then by the time they came around to releasing the 2nd album, Europe had reunited and Last Autumn's Dream had to go get replacements. For a band that basically nobody's ever heard of, they have released a whopping 16 studio albums. Last Autumn's Dream has a bunch of their stuff on Spotify. You should really check them out. Their version of this song was released in 2010 on an album called A Touch of Heaven. So here is Mikael, Peter, Jamie, Nale, and Ulf. There is no way I could pronounce any of those last names. Too many H's and G's and S's and Q's and umlauts and double dots and everything else. But here they are with their version of Heartbreaker. And for our final contestant, we have Loverboy. Yep, Loverboy. Deal with it. It's amazing to me, after all the music this band has put out, all anyone remembers are the red leather pants and the Karate Kid bandana thing. If you haven't given Loverboy a shot, you'd be surprised how quote-unquote rock they really are. Anyways, if you don't know anything about Loverboy, Canadian band, been around 40 years, still active today. Got 9 studio albums and a bunch of hits you've heard, but don't want to tell anybody that you liked because that would make you uncool. Loverboy's version of this song was released on their 2012 release called Rock and Roll Revival. By the way, this album was produced by Bob Rock. Yes, that Bob Rock. And Bob Rock also co-wrote this song. So here is Matt Furnett on drums, Ken Sinaive on bass, Doug Johnson on keyboards, Paul Dean on guitar, and Mike Reno on vocals with their version of Heartbreaker. She's crazy like a fox, she's hungry like a wolf. Her daddy didn't need her, so she reads a good book. She's like a tangerine you pick from a tree. In the Garden of Eden, you can look but don't eat. But she's ready and willing, and it's killing me. Ready and willing, and it's killing me. Ready and willing, and it's killing me, yeah. Tonight, it'll be alright, cause I'm with her. Well, that's it. Another Friday Quick Fix in the books. Don't forget to share your favorite version of Heartbreaker via Facebook, Twitter, Messenger, or email. If you're wondering which one of these five was my favorite, I will tell you I actually like all five songs. But come on, big surprise. I'm picking Heat. Dude, Heat rocks. Heat all the way, baby. Later.
Thanks for listening. You got your fix. Now, let's shuffle, rattle, and roll into the weekend.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.